my residence.
Open it up with, great come on the road, ACC win versus a really good football team, a well-coached football team. I have a lot of respect for Dave Clawson and the job he's done and the program he's built over the last 10 years here at Wake Forest. We knew we were going to get a good football team. We knew because we had to do it, so he was that field position. We had to generate some explosives on offense. And the biggest thing was we knew that we had to start generating some negative plays on the defensive front. We had to be able to affect the quarterback. We had to start flipping the turnover market. That's something that we take a lot of pride in working on. It not happened yet for us. So it was good to see some of those things take place. The turnovers, the negative plays, and sacks generated on the defensive side of football. Some disappointing things. Obviously the penalties are something that is extremely uncharacteristic. But when you do it, it is characteristic, right? So that's. You're as good as your last game, and that's the mark that you have and that you leave. And that's what we'll be addressing. Get back and start to put the game to bed and move forward to the next week. But there's a lot of good things to grow on. In the game, we made some improvements in a lot of areas. We forced the fumble on special teams, which was good. Good to get Shanahan back out there and be able to be and kicking the ball and be able to help the field position. But then, there's some things we gotta address. The penalties are the most concerning of them. We've got to do a better job of being able to consistently run the football. We can't sit back there and have to throw it every single time versus defense. They're good defense. We've got to get consistency in the running game. So we're not becoming one dimensional team. Put games to bed when we need to put them to bed. Starting negative field position on offense, when you get a penalty in the first play and you're in the first situation, those are hard to overcome. And we can't put ourselves in those positions. So, it was good to get a win. Excited for the team. Excited for the team to be able to, build on the good things and have a win. So, whether you win the game, whether you lose the game, you've got to address things that are wrong, address things that you have to fix. But it's a heck of a lot better to do it after a win, I'll tell you that. So, that open for any questions.
Questions? Sorry to hear Jackson.
Both of the touchdowns for the offense came from 30 yards out, and you got some good field position because of a couple of mishaps on their special teams, but weren't able to get touchdowns with some of the red zone possessions. What went into some of the struggles with the offense in the red zone and not being able to put it in the end zone?
Yeah, that's something that you get in the red area and coverage starts to shrink on you. Windows are tighter. You've got to be able to create some room running the football and doing it. Your neck is your boot game, some of the action throws that you use down there to affect those tight safeties. If you're not on the ball, those don't become effective at all. So that's the way we've been built down there. And we've got to be able to sustain some of those drives and get them into. We're spending a lot of long yardage situations, and that's something we've got to really address. And those first down plays, first down, second down, and get down to some of these on third downs.
Kelly.
8 sacks today. A lot of pressure on Griffiths. He has struggled with that coming into the game, getting sacks, at least reduced pressure. But on sacks, how important was it to finally kind of break through for those guys to see that?
Yeah, very important. It's something you build on. You're coaching things. We want to be aggressive with an aggressive mindset in some situations. A lot of the situations really defensively tonight in order to build an effect and slow down a little bit. RPOs and throw that off. It's something we can build on, but now we can set that expectation to be able to do that. We've got to consistently do that and build on it and be able to do it week in and week out.
Chad.
Is this closer to the complementary football you've been looking for, at least in the right direction?
Yeah, it was ups and downs on both sides of the football. And you've got to be able to have each other's back. You can't rely on one side of the ball or one unit to be the one that produces. When you do that, it becomes a hard game to play, hard game to manage, and it's good when you know, you have a negative series, you know, one side of the ball, and the other one can answer and get them out of it. And you know, we had some timely turnovers tonight, too. And, you know, the defense was up the game for us and present good field position for the offense. And we've got to capitalize on those things.
Chad?
Only one play, one pass play, 20 yards or more, that had to be good to see as well, keeping the explosives relatively limited.
Yeah, you know, we did, but at the same time, there's a lot of things within that we've got to, you know, continue to work on. And, you know, really, the biggest friend to a DB is a pass rush, and it helps those guys out. But at the same time, we make sure we got to stay in position and probably make sure we're all on the field.
Okay.
How valuable is Haynes' willingness to run downfield, even when he's not connecting, just testing the team? Is that way?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're always looking at their. We've got some guys on the outside that can run, and you know, we throw it up there, and you know, every throw is not going to be a comfortable throw, and you know, we're going to push it, we're going to try to push it downfield, and you know, we want those 50-50 balls to come out on our side, and we want those you know, to really connect to those big plays, and that's what college football is. We've got guys that can be explosive, we've got a quarterback that can deliver the football, and we've got to continue to find ways to be an explosive offense.
Kelly.
I thought, you know, with the corners, there were maybe some questionable PI calls there. And they bounced back. Kennan obviously got the big interception that sort of game closing. Can you just talk about how they kind of stayed with it despite the penalties? And then Miles with the tip on the last one.
Yeah, you know, you're playing some of the coverage we were playing based on the pressures that we were bringing. You know, you're going to be in some one-on-one situations there. And you've got to really go back and rely on your technique and those things. And we had some that were, you know, timely, you know, errors on our part that led to some, you know, continued possessions for them, and you know, positive field position for them. And then at the same time, we were able to come up with a couple of those plays, and you know, with the aggressive mindset, help seal the game for us.
Anything more, Jackson?
The kicking game's had its share of ups and downs this year, but how good was it to see the consistency tonight, going 3 for 3 and not having any misses or blocks or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, good. Dang. You say it's bad? Holy cow. I'm going to look at my Apple Watch during every field goal to make sure it's not, like, buzzing off. Like having a blood pressure attack or something. The doctor was, like, swarming around me. No, that's good. And, you know, really, when you look at overall special teams, you know, we've made a lot of positive strides in all the teams. You know, there's things we still got to work on. Obviously, the field goal was something that we've been addressing. The protection and the kicking part, it was good to see, see us be able to convert on those tonight. I think the punt team's doing a nice job of, you know, not only the punter, but the varying formations that Ricky is, you know, creating and giving and creating, basically an extended offensive play there to, you know, help with the field position. So, I'll see on tape, shoestring away from breaking a big one, kickoff return early in the game, which was, you know, positive to see. We'd like to be able to get those, but a lot of that goes back to the discipline and, you know, discipline your fundamentals and discipline in your, you know, in your play, before, through, and then after the whistle as well.
Ted.
You mentioned addressing the penalties. How do you do that?
Very calm. I'll leave that between the walls on the field.
Chad.
I have to call your mom, right?
Well, she'll be calling me here in a minute.
Kelly.
You were, not thrilled with maybe your defense and practice this week, it seemed like. And you seemed like you challenged them. They certainly rose to the occasion in the first half and then came with clutch plays in the second half as well. Just can you kind of talk about seeing that from them, seeing them respond to the coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. You know, when things are not right, I'm going to tell them, and we're going to fix them. Because, you know, it's not fair to go back and, you know, sit there on a Sunday and say, man, I saw that. I knew that was going to happen. I mean, look, there's a lot of uncontrollables in the game as it is. And, you know, when something happens in the week and you don't necessarily have a great practice, it was the D-line. And they didn't practice well on Wednesday. And so I just told them in the locker room, I said, guess what? I guess we'll have to go to developmental practice every Thursday, Thursday morning, and they, you know, I don't know if they got a kick out of that or not, but you know, they responded, and that's what you want. You want guys to listen to what you say, to understand that, hey, look, there's good and there's bad, there's right and there's wrong. There's a right way to do things if you want to win, and you know, we're not going to make. You know, take shortcuts or make exceptions when it comes to that. You know, the process is what it is, and you know, we're going to stick to the process of what it takes. And it comes with hard work. It comes with hard practice. It comes with preparation and preparing the right way. And when that doesn't take place, we're going to address it and make sure that we do everything we can to get back on track in order to have success on Saturdays.
Anything else for Coach? Got a few more wraps up.
Yeah, how important is this? Like, you get back to 500 and get an opportunity to play your last non-conference game next week, before Georgia and Minnesota. But like, just in terms of trying to reset things after two tough losses early in the season.
Yeah, it's again, not to be cliche with anything, but it is one day at a time. It's one game at a time. It's we treat every game as a season in itself, and that's the biggest challenge when you're dealing with 18 to 22, 23-year-old young men. But it's not just them; it's coaches as well. It's us as adults. We all, you want to live either in the past or the future, and be able to keep the mindset of staying one play at a time and playing for 60 minutes. That was a big challenge. I mean, look, Lake was a great second half football team this year, and to be able to challenge them at halftime, it's who's going to be able to play a second half? Can we sustain for another 30 minutes? That's the challenge. And challenging the position group, individual players, and challenging those guys to do that. The records come. They are what they are, really. And it's great. It's a lot better to be on one side of it than the other. But we're going to stick true to what we're doing. We're going to stick true to how we're preparing. We're going to stick true to being truthful with the kids and being truthful with each other, being able to look ourselves in the mirror and self-assess and admit when things aren't right and not the right way. That's the only way to build a program and to build it in the right way.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.